and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we spoke with Candace Stevens, a childhood cancer survivor who has turned her experience into life's inspirations. At 15 months old, she was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, which her oncologist classified as a stage 4 disease with a small chance of survival. Despite the odds, she achieved remission after a year of intense chemotherapy and radiation treatment, but because of the late effects of her treatment, she has needed hearing aids for as long as she can remember. When Candace turned 18, she was invited to participate in St. Jude Life, a research program that brings long-term childhood cancer survivors back to St. Jude for regular health screenings throughout their adult lives. The unique findings from St. Jude Life are helping childhood cancer survivors learn more about their individual health needs, and it provides the researchers at St. Jude with novel insights into the late effects of cancer therapy. Now, Candace hopes to give back by helping the children who need it most in schools, as she pursues a master's degree in school counseling. Throughout her life, she was supported by a number of counselors, teachers, and others along the way, and she hopes to be a part of the same support for children in the future. Let's hear more about Candace's story.
Just to give our audience a little bit of a background, can you just tell us a little bit about your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am. So at 15 months, I was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma, which is a cancer of the nervous system. I was on the final stage. They had given me less than a 50% chance of survival. And it had started with my mom had noticed that my stomach was starting to swell. I was constantly crying, and she would take me to the doctors back and forth in my hometown, and they would say, ma'am, there's nothing wrong with her. She's just full. Just let her cry. Everything's fine. Well, after going back and forth with doctors for months, one day she was leaving the doctor's office, and before she walked out the door, she said that God spoke to her and said, ma'am, you can't leave. And so she turned around and went back to the doctor and said, you know, I can't leave. Y'all have to do a test or something. Like, something's not right. She said, I just know. And at that point, the doctor said, well, ma'am, you're wasting your time and your money. And she was like, I don't care. I need y'all to do something. So immediately they took me back and started doing ultrasounds and all these kind of tests. And right when the doctor started the scan, he walked out of the room. He couldn't even look at my mom, and that's when he finally came back in and told her that I had a tumor the size of a grapefruit around my kidneys. And at that point, my parents were familiar with St. Jude, so he asked, like, do you want her to be treated at home? Like, what do you want to do? And they said, well, we want her to go to St. Jude in Memphis. And so that night, I was flown immediately to St. Jude, and right when we got there, the doctors were patiently waiting, and that's when the whole journey started.
Okay, so you were obviously very young. Do you remember any of this or anything, you know, following your diagnosis?
I do not remember, like, the treatment process. I went back every year for a while for checkups, so I remember that. But, yes, since I was so young, I do not remember the treatments or anything like that. No, ma'am.
Okay, and so can you just tell us a little bit about your experience, you know, all the follow-ups and how you understood this when you were so little?
Okay, yeah, so I think what kind of made me realize that I do have some effects from it is I am hearing impaired, so I have hearing aids that I wear in both ears, and I started wearing those at a very young age, probably kindergarten, first grade, so that was like, I would say that's when I kind of started to understand, like, okay, this is what happened, and I do have an effect. It has affected me in some way. And I went back. I would go back every year until I graduated high school. Then that's when I started the LIFE program. And I would notice, like, they would do these different tests on me, checking my hearing, checking my heart, all these kind of things, and that kind of put things in perspective for me is, wow, this really happened. Because since I was so young, it's hard to really comprehend until you sit back and you look at pictures and you're like, wow, that was really me. And so, yeah, I kind of noticed and realized what was going on when I reached middle school, or like late elementary school is when I really started to fully understand, because I was at that mature level and was, they would do all these tests and I would question, like, well, what is this for? And they do it all to kind of see how you react and how chemo and the treatments kind of affected me. So.
Okay, and I know you just mentioned that you were part of the research program, the LIFE program. How did you get involved with this? And can you tell us a little bit about your experience with St. Jude and the LIFE program?
Oh, of course. So I believe it was my last, like, annual checkup when I graduated high school, basically, is when you kind of graduate from the hospital. And they had mentioned the LIFE program to me and asked if I would be interested. And I was like, oh, my goodness, of course. Like, St. Jude has become a huge part of my life and something that I honestly look forward to, because, in a way, I feel like it's a way for me to give back to the hospital, like, for them to be able to do these tests on me and kind of see how it's affected me. And so the first time I went, which I think about 3 or 4 years ago, was my first time in the LIFE study program. And it was a good experience. I felt like they did tests that I didn't think they would normally do. They did different tests than I was used to, in a way. They did something that I thought was new and interesting to me was they did a test on checking my balance. And that's something that I've realized over the years is something that was off for me, is that I don't have the best balance. So they just do different things, and it's been wonderful, the results that they send back. And they kind of, St. Jude's very good at giving very detailed and thorough, like, information. So it's been a great experience for me, as well as my parents, because they enjoy it, and seeing, like, how the treatment that I received has affected me and what they could possibly change. And yeah, it's just been a good experience.
Okay. And how do you think initiatives like this are helpful for other childhood cancer survivors?
I think it's good. I think this whole LIFE program is good because it kind of gives us a bigger picture, in my opinion, of kind of what happened. And because you hear about all these, the chemo and all this, but you don't really see how it affects you until you start doing these tests. And they're kind of, they do questionnaires. They question, like, your verbal abilities, your mathematical abilities. I mean, they do all of these kind of tests. And I feel like for all of us survivors, it kind of gives us a hope, in a way. For me, it's given me a lot of hope of, you see that it really hasn't affected you as much as some people would think. I try not to let my hearing, or I do struggle with my speech sometimes. I try not to let that any of that affect me. And being able to do these tests shows me that I'm basically as normal as anybody else. And that was something that I always wanted, was not to let any of the past affect my future and where I'm at now. And I feel like doing these kind of studies kind of gives all of us the hope that that's in the past. It doesn't define who we are, that we are still capable of doing whatever we want to do.
Great. And so Corey told me that you're pursuing a career in school counseling. How has your experience maybe shaped your career goals moving forward?
Oh, yeah. So, yes, I am actually in school right now for school counseling, and I feel like everything that's happened in my past has kind of shaped me into, like, this strong person. And St. Jude has a big part in that, because I saw how helpful, encouraging, and how hopeful they were. And I want to be able to incorporate that to, you know, younger children, and be able to show them, like, whatever you're going through, you know, there is hope, there is a way that you can make it through. And I don't want anybody to feel like their struggles are going to affect them, like, in a negative way. I believe if you can learn from your struggles, and, like, my whole cancer journey has taught me and showed me just how strong I am and how important it is not to let anything in your life interfere with where you're going.
Great. And so to kind of just bring it all together, what would you say is your biggest piece of advice for other children or maybe childhood cancer survivors or others who might be facing a similar diagnosis?
Okay, yes. So I would say my biggest advice to any, you know, child going through treatment right now or any survivor would be don't give up. Chase your dreams, you know, believe and have that hope that St. Jude always tells us there's hope. And never let anybody or any of your struggles stop you, because it is so easy to get caught up in the world and what people are saying. People may say you can't do it, or don't let anything stop you. You're able. You're capable of being who you want to be. And, yeah, don't give up. Stay strong. You know, this is a way, St. Jude's a way for all of us to kind of come together and believe that miracles happen. Yeah.
That's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.